The Traveler's Journal, March 7th. Watching Mount Rainier, the 14,410-foot snow-capped sleeping volcano sited 80 miles southeast of Seattle, is rated among America's toughest climbs and most dangerous. In the last 5 years, this perilous peak has claimed the lives of 13 climbers. The two main routes up Rainier's flanks are well-worn, with several established camps along the way. But the trekking is steep, stony, and often slippery, with sudden storms in any season. What's worse, wafts of warm air will weaken the snow structure, making avalanches a constant threat. Climbers must carry all their own equipment, as well as monitor their own endurance, encountering both lightning storms and whiteout blizzards along the way. Risking wind chill and despite deteriorating weather concerns, traversed Rainier's icy spine. To make the summit by dawn, the last leg required climbing through the night. Even more than seeing the sunrise, they needed to descend before morning sun softened and unleashed the snow's top layer. It's as important to make the climb in good style, to carry your own share of the load, as it is to get to the top. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.